Star FM's Tom and Ollie.
The podcast.
It's all good. Here we go.
For the genuine Telstra stores, Dean Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza.
Tom and Ollie.
Let's jump into the pondering pond. Take a couple of deep breaths.
In through the nose. And out through the nose. No, the mouth. All right, Tom, how's this work?
You give us a call on 13 12 16.
Me?
No.
Okay.
And you give us a deep thought of the week. Gave you a couple earlier.
Yes.
I'm going to go over them again.
No, we've heard your deep thoughts of the week. We now go to the calls, Tom.
13 12 16. There's no call.
Have you checked the phone properly? Really, really have a good look at it?
Yeah, there's definitely no calls.
Okay. Maybe the phone's broken. Should I go and test it?
If you'd like to. Do you want to go test the phone?
Well, I haven't rung for quite a while.
13 12 16, if you could give us a call and give us...
Deep thought of the week.
That would be perfect.
I just think that no one's called for probably... Oh, I guess the phones were working earlier.
I'm trying to find my crickets sound effect to really...
Oh, someone's caught up.
...prove that we don't really have anything. 13, 12, 16, good morning. Who's this?
Tara.
Hey, Tara.
No, Cara.
Oh, sorry, Cara.
That's okay.
How's it going, Cara?
Yeah, good.
Welcome to the Pondering Pond.
Thank you.
You got a...
Deep thought of the week.
I do.
Yeah, cool.
I recently read... Hmm. That a study found that when ants are intoxicated, they always fall on their right side. I want to know who's studying this.
I want to know who's giving ants alcohol.
Deep thought of the week.
Oh, a great deep thought.
What are they drinking, do you reckon?
I have no idea.
Pale ale or a lager? Or...
Yeah, probably.
If you were to give an ant a type of drink, Cara, what drink would you give them?
Vodka.
Deep. Thought of the week.
Yeah, love it, Cara. Thanks so much.
Don't muck them over.
No worries.
You're the best. That's this week's Deep Thought of the Week. We'll do it again next week. Deep breath in.
Okay.
Ollie, what if I told you that I had exclusive access to the Bachelorette Georgia Love?
I would be very impressed and surprised.
I have pretty much that. My mate Tristan,
yeah.
Well, our mate Tristan, actually went to a party on the weekend where he was there with Georgia Love, the Bachelorette.
Well, that is not having her. That's a different thing.
No, but it's still
good.
I've got Tristan on the phone now. We should try and grill him because obviously he would have asked them all the normal questions. Who are you in love with? Who is a dickhead?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Well, she would have given away, you know, like body language, how she felt about the guys.
Surely.
So you could almost tell who she was with.
Exactly. So I've got him on the phone now. Good morning, Tristan. I know you don't like to be named because you're a teacher, but good morning, Tristan.
Good morning, boys.
Now, you actually partied with Georgia Love on the weekend. What's the deal?
I did on Sunday. Went round to her family home.
For the NRL.
Got to watch a couple of episodes with her.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you were watching actual Bachelorette episodes. Now, Tristan, we actually have to ask, what's the deal? Who does she end up with?
I can't say, boys. I can't say a thing.
You can't say that. But surely you can give us maybe a hint as to the kind of guy she was liking?
Nah, the place is like Fort Knox. it was a lock on the gate. I had to sign a waiver to go in.
No way.
Oh, what?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a lot of silence.
Well, but what was she like in person? Was she a nice person?
She is amazing to look at. She is just as stunning in real life as she is on TV.
Did you speak to her, though? Like, you're saying she looks good, but did you speak to her? What's she like in person?
Yeah, we had a great chat. Great chat about the whole process, and
So what's it like? What's the process like? Tell us details.
I can't say a thing. I'm sorry, boys. Yeah.
You can't.
Waiver on the way through.
Hey, so you spent like 2 hours with her, but you can't give us details?
Oh, not 2 hours, only a short time.
How long did you spend with her?
Oh, about 5 minutes or so. My girlfriend was at the party, and I just came at the end to pick her up.
You went over to the party? Were you even there?
Well, I was, just right at the end.
Hang on, so did she tell you any details about the show at all?
Well, yeah, but we said hi, you know.
Great scoop, Tom.
Hopeless.
Great scoop, Tom.
You are hopeless. This is ridiculous. All right, well, thanks, Tristan.
Thanks, boys.
You're useless, mate. Holly, 13, 12, 16, big forgets. Has someone forgotten something? Have you forgotten something? Because the worst part of my trip away, Ollie, to New Zealand happened when I got back home.
You forgot something. Fun.
Well, I didn't forget something. Somebody else forgot something, mate. And that something was me. Someone forgot me, Ollie.
So how arriving could they do
in,
that?
Arriving into Melbourne Airport after an early flight from New Zealand, I was all tired and cranky.
Lol.
Of course, there were lines at passport control and border security and things. Luckily, the TV cameras weren't there. Otherwise, I would have seen a very baggy-eyed
mate,
Tom.
No one cares. You got forgotten.
Well, you don't know how I forgot got forgotten, though.
Okay, how'd you get forgotten?
Well, when I walked out of the airport, my mate Rennie was supposed to pick me up. He didn't pick me up. He forgot me. He did the old, oh, mate, I've completely forgotten about you.
That is hilarious.
Left me stranded at Melbourne Airport, didn't it?
So you had him lined up and he's just gone,
yep.
Oh, I forgot.
Yep, just blatantly, just he's like, I haven't slept. How? I've got a lot of work on, and to be honest, you didn't cross my mind this morning.
How does that make you feel in the moment?
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
forgotten, I guess.
Forgotten,
unloved, unwanted,
useless, a piece of dirt
that no one cares about. Not good dirt, not good soil.
Have you ever had a big forget? Any big forgets, Ollie?
Dust. Okay. You're a bit like dust.
Okay. Let's move on. Well, any big forgets?
Yeah, on the weekend, I actually forgot something of my own.
Oh, what did
this
you get?
This is pretty dumb. I had to... My car had broken down like on the beach, right?
Oh, no.
So an hour below Melbourne.
Oh, no.
And last weekend, I had to go back to...
A couple of Melbourne guys, aren't
yeah,
we?
Well,
Jesus Christ.
Well, my girlfriend lives there, right? So I have an excuse. I had to go there to change my... To put a tyre back on. So I had the tyre in Melbourne with me, ready to go. I got it fixed. And I started driving... down to the beach to the car with a friend.
Yeah.
About 10 minutes into the drive. Oh, forgot the tyre. Wait, go back. We haven't got the tyre.
The whole point of the journey.
Whole point of the journey is to take the tyre.
How did that make you feel? Like a piece of dust?
Not that bad.
Ant?
No. Oh, not okay. Like you. Just I felt a bit silly. I didn't feel forgotten and useless and unwanted.
Well, let's open it up. 13, 12, 16. Big forgets. What have you forgotten?
Important forgets.
Yeah. Have you forgotten something? Have they forgotten something? Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. Big forgets.
Best forget gets a pat in the back.
Cool, Star FM. Big forgets on 13, 12, 16.
Hopefully that goes better.
Than big forgets.
Than biggest best forgets, because so far, a bit of a dull.
What have you forgotten? What have they forgotten? Is there something that they've forgotten? Hmm. What's a forget? 13, 12, 16.
People always forget stuff, so...
No one has called up.
Yeah.
Why is it always at my segments no one ever calls up, Ollie?
That's not...
Is it because they're shit?
That's not true all the
I
time,
just,
Tom.
You know...
Sometimes.
You know, in that last segment, just before Alarm Emery, you were just calling me an ant and dust.
Did I say ant? You said ant.
I
said dust.
Doesn't matter.
The point is you got forgotten at the airport. That's the point.
Well, yeah, I got forgotten at the airport, and now people don't care enough to call 13, 12, 16.
They've forgotten
about forgets.
They've forgotten about your segment.
Oh, already?
Imagine if someone called up and said, hey, guys, I forgot your segment. What was it about again?
Oh, hey, guys, I've called up and I've forgotten what I was going to say.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Would be funny.
That would be funny.
See, that would add something to this. That would add something.
That would give the people a chuckle.
Just to finish off, I thought we could do a throwback to the fun one this morning. When Adam called up and requested Shakira's Whenever, Wherever, he said he was going to go to Canberra for his holidays. Mm. I said, hey, mate, go check out the art gallery. And this is his response. Hey, enjoy Canberra. The art gallery there is supposed to be awesome.
Thanks, mate.
He wasn't going to the art gallery.
Yet again, someone not caring about what you've said.
13, 12, 16. Good morning. Who's this?
Oh, God.
Hello. Who's this?
The padding worked.
Hello.
Hey, it's Luke.
Hey, Luke, what's going on, buddy?
Nah, not much.
Yeah,
I'll be honest. I've no idea what your segment's about.
Yeah.
I've heard you complaining for the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So I thought I'll make you feel a little bit happier and give you a phone call.
Okay. Have you...
But I've got a reason why.
Okay, cool. Hit us, Luke.
It's because when you do it, your segment, most people are driving to work and it is illegal to be on their phone. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, we...
Nothing to do with your segments, mate. Nothing to do with them. Ollie's just got it on you because he's got a better time slot.
Luke, how can we fix this then? How can people get involved if they're driving to work? Because the bosses say get people involved in your show.
Or
get them what?
Get them all sacked or just move your time slot 10 minutes earlier because, the average time to drive to work would be, leave at 22? Your 20 to what? 19 to, so... Yeah,
leave
20 to any hour, mate.
Yeah,
20 to any hour.
You can't, okay, you've thought about this. So, and then would you call up? But you're in your, when you're in your car, you hear the radio. If you're not in your car, you're not going to hear the segment.
Yeah, but if you're in your car, you can't talk on the radio.
So you reckon call up 20 minutes prior because you'll be in the car but just about to leave.
Yeah. That's
so maybe we say, in 20 minutes' time, we're talking Big Forgets.
Done.
All right.
Great.
That's good.
Thanks, Luke.
Or you could get heaps of Bluetooth.
You're a champion, buddy.
Bluetooth
thank you.
Sort of.
So what is the segment anyway?
Oh, it was Big Forgets. Don't worry about it. It's a Thursday morning, just gone 7 o'clock, which means we must search for the greatest segment of all time.
Let me hear you say that I is Bonanza, B-O-N-A-N-Z-A-I-I, is Bonanza, B-O-N-A-N-Z-A.
What a treat for those who set their alarms for 7:09, Ollie.
Is it?
Well, of course it is. People look forward to Ideas we're Bonanza still, every week.
We're still searching for that best idea. Will it ever come?
Or is it today?
Is it today?
Because today, Ollie, I would like to take you around the world.
Around the world. A classic Tom opener starts with a song and ends with a whisper.
Yeah.
Repeated.
I love it.
And echoed out.
So I'm taking you around the world today, Ollie. Where do you want to go? Where would you like to go around the world? Because, well, Ollie, the reason I say this is because you know me. I'm a drama kid. I've done some acting in my time.
Oh, here we go.
I was on Thank God You're Here,
theater
the TV
sports.
Show.
Were you?
Yeah.
As what?
As a choir boy.
You loser.
So, what? As an actor, I'm pretty good with
accents. Sorry, as an extra or as an actor? As an extra.
I there was a speaking role. And when I say speaking, I mean singing.
With everyone else in chorus?
Sure. There was 20 other people on stage with me dressed as a choir boys.
Still, that's impressive.
Thank you. So I'm pretty good with accents, Ollie. That's why today I would like to take you around the world.
Around the world. Yeah, we heard.
Around the world.
Oh, that echo. So good.
So, such a good echo.
Well,
so,
okay, this sounds a lot like my idea when I took everyone to Bali, but...
It's better than that. All I want you to do, 13, 12, 16, give us a call and ask us or tell us where do you want to go. I'll take you there through my accents, through my acting. I have a double pass to Jack Reacher, which is in cinemas the 20th of October, thanks to Paramount Pictures and Regent Cinemas.
Can we try one now?
Let's go for it.
Okay.
Where would you like to go, Ollie? Where would you like to go?
Can you take me and everyone listening to Spain?
Ah, Española!
The music's cheating.
See, Ollie, I can take you to Spain. Hello, welcome to Spain. Would you like some pinchos?
What's
maybe some sangria?
What's pinchos?
Pinchos, you know? It's like tapas.
Oh, cool. That would be great.
Hey, man, take off your clothes, because we all love to get naked in Spain.
Sicko Spanish man.
Arriba! Pretty fun, isn't it?
Wow. Oh, God.
Let's take you around the world, 13, 12, 16. Where would you like to go?
I was
there.
I can
take you anywhere.
I was there, man.
And if you give us a call and select a country, you'll get a double pass to Jack Reacher. 13, 12, 16's the number. Where would you like to go in the world? It's Ideas Bonanza on Star FM. It's a search for the greatest segment of all time, Ideas Bonanza. We're taking you around the world. As an actor, Ollie, I'm pretty good with accents.
Yes.
I'm a fully bona fide actor. Been on TV and everything.
Some people might not know that you're quite the thespian.
So, if you want to go on a holiday, but you don't want to leave your car, why not give us a call, 13, 12, 16. I will take you around the world with my accents, with my acting.
Sounds a lot like Fountain of Ideas
and
going
YouTube.
To Bali. Just
yeah,
an idea of mine that you've recreated.
But it's better, isn't it? I mean, when you went to Bali, you played some music and then asked people what they wanted to do. I'm actually transporting people through their cars by acting.
Look,
and using
I did
music.
Feel like I was in Spain. The YouTube music really helped.
It was good, wasn't it?
So there are some cinema tickets up for grabs.
That's right. If you give us a call 13 12 16, you can get yourself a double pass to Jack Reacher just by requesting a country. 13 12 16, good morning. Who's this?
Corey?
Corey, sorry, Corey. Mate, where would you like to go?
Why not China?
Ah, China. Could be seen as racist, but it's not because we're taking you around the world. Corey, I can take you to China, buddy.
Here we go. Are we going
I'm just getting the music. I'm just getting the music.
On the spot.
Hello. Welcome to China.
Say a little bit Spanish.
China is beautiful.
No.
Harold, welcome to China. Corey, how did I do?
You can hear the humidity coming through your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, commit to it. Talk about the food and stuff.
Harold, we have rice in China. We have, oh, God, I feel racist.
Honey, soy chicken.
That's it. Corey, you can stay on the line. We'll grab you some movie tickets. We'll grab your details after this.
We've got Sean from Albury. Sean, mate, where do you want to head to?
Russia.
Oh, Russia. Oh. Okay. Interesting one.
Hello. Well, hello. Welcome to Russia. We have vodka and lots of homophobic laws.
Wow. At least you're honest.
We have the furry hats that you can see on my head as we do the funny dance with our arms. And we sing like this.
Sean, how do you feel? How do you feel, mate?
I feel like I'm there.
Well, you've scored yourself a double pass to Jack Reacher. Finally, we'll get one more
in
here.
It was like we were there, but not like a holiday, just like we were just there.
Yeah, totally. Awkwardly. Tom from Albury, where do you want to go, buddy?
I want to go to America, boy.
Oh, it's still Russia.
America.
So, which part of America do you want to go to, Tom? You want to go to California? You want to go to New York?
You can't specify.
The South.
Oh, Texas. Funnily enough, I've just been spending some time with the Texas guy, so.
In New Zealand.
Wish we could go. I could do Texas in New Zealand if you'd like.
Just give us Texas, mate.
Alrighty, y'all. Welcome to Texas. We've got some mighty fried chicken down in the South, and my mama, she makes the best root beer around.
That's more racist than China.
Well done, Tom. You've scored yourself some movie tickets. Around the world. See, it's easy to get transported. You don't even need to get on a plane.
Tom, I've heard of workaholics, and, you know, I know what it means, but this is, to me, is crazy. Joel Edgerton, Aussie actor who you might know from films like Animal Kingdom, the rest are pretty...
Great Gatsby,
that's true.
There's heaps of good films. Black Mass, Jane Got a Gun, The Gift, Lifted Life, Exodus, okay. Gods of
He's
Gods
one of
and Kings.
Australia's best actors, best exports. You're this is his me. Voice here.
I feel like, you know, as an actor, like, the luckiest I've ever felt. Like diving into any project.
He was interviewed on GQ magazine, and the length that he describes about being a workaholic is insane, and it's particularly one thing that he has given up in his life, which to me, I was just like, how can you live for work that intensely? Like, I don't understand. He's 42 years old, right? He was engaged to a lady called Alexis Blake in 2013, and in the interview, he explains that at that time, I made a decision that I was just going to work my ass off. To be honest, I haven't changed that thought. So he broke up with her. He broke up with his wife.
He broke up with his fiance.
He called the marriage off and said, I just want to focus on work because I'm seriously married to my work right now. Like, to me, that is...
Do you know what he was shooting at the time?
Well, 2013. Probably Gatsby, maybe.
Or, yeah, Gatsby or even Black Mass.
But at 42 years old, to me, it's just baffling, even at any age, to be prioritizing work so much that you just wipe your relationship slate clean.
Absolutely.
I just don't understand. So
I've done that. I live for work.
You had no one to wipe clean off the slate.
I have, yeah.
So, look, I'm looking for people who are like this in mindset. 13, 12, 16, are you a workaholic, but to this extent? Like, do you really just live for work? I want to get in that mindset. I want to know what it's like.
13, 12, 16. This is Dancing on My Own, Callum Scott on Star FM. God.
FML. FML.
Dancing on My Own, Callum Scott. Nice one to
GTFO.
Wake up to. Yeah.
Who's that guy? Callum Scott.
Yeah, 4 to 8.
Yeah, GTFO, mate.
On the Star FM. We love it. All the hits and old school.
No time now to go to my calls about workaholics either, which is annoying.
You didn't get any calls, mate. After 8 o'clock.
Because you rushed me. You rushed it.
Well, we had to get through Callum Scott's
Yeah, see what matters, though? What matters?
Well, obviously the music. We're all about the hits and old school.
That song doesn't matter.
Oh,
were you loving it, were you?
Well, they say...
You weren't loving it?
The bosses say don't bag the music, Ollie.
Well, that one sucks.
I will say the original is way better.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, what have you forgotten? I got forgotten at the airport. That's why we're talking best forgets.
No one caught up though, Tom. So.
Well, no, we got Tina from Chilton on 13, 12, 16. Oh. Tina, what have you forgotten?
Okay, for my daughter's 5th birthday party, she got one of those pinatas, and we're at Spotlight, so she went and grabbed it. She's pretty excited.
Yeah, nice.
Day of the party, she's run inside, she's grabbed the pinata, she's brought it out, all the kids are whacking at it, going stupid, and it broke open, and I'd forgotten to put the lollies in it. So, no lollies for the kids.
Just a very light,
I did go and get some light, and wrapped them on the ground.
Empty pinata. So what did you do?
I went and got some lollies and sort of just threw them on the ground for the kids and to go for it.
Do the kids care?
Well, the kids didn't care, but all the parents were there just keep reminding them about it every year.
Judgy mums.
And now we call the kids pigeons because that's basically what they were doing. We're picking lollies up off the ground. Thanks, Tina. You're on Star FM. It's Friday tomorrow, guys. We're going to jump into the club after 8 o'clock for R&B Fridays. Yes.
There's no Riley Rose, though, because you're away.
No, I'm away. I'm actually really bummed.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Melbourne.
What for?
Oh. I'm going to the Radio Awards, actually.
Why?
Whoa. Because were you nominated for an award?
Were you nominated for a Radio Award, Riley?
Oh, my God. No. I'm
just why are you going? Because
it's Radio's Night of Nights, and I've always wanted to go, and I'm just going to go. And no, I didn't get a nomination. But that's not what it's about.
But if you go to the Brownlow, if you're not in it with a chance, you don't go.
Yes, you do go to the Brownlow.
If you're in with a chance.
If you played football.
Do you think every player goes to the Brownlow?
Yes,
there
they?
Would be 1,000 people there, plus their partners.
Yeah, well, when I have an amazing night at the Acras at the Radio Awards on Saturday night, and I look amazing, and you guys will just be like, geez, I wish I had gone.
Well, say hi to Hamish and Andy for us.
Yeah, I will. No problem.
We'll see you tomorrow morning.
And good luck
six.
With your award.
For R&B
oh, you didn't get nominated. All right.
Oh, my God.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
I love it. Oh, you're welcome. It's a fun one for Friday. You are on Star FM with Tom and Ollie, 14 past 6. I think it's just, that was just the best.
Yeah, because you love that song.
It was just the best.
No one else knew it.
2 minutes 29.
No one else knew that song.
0.55 seconds is, that's the best 2.29 minutes.
Yeah.
Ever.
All right, what's up next, Tom?
I haven't planned anything, but hopefully you have something.
Well, relying on me, are you?
I can do something if you'd like. Would you like me to do a segment?
But you haven't planned anything.
Doesn't matter. I'm ready for the weekend. Because I am ready for the weekend, baby.
No.
Check out early.
Enough of that. We've had enough of you yelling to music.
It doesn't matter, mate.
That's all
it you've
done. It
doesn't even matter.
No, I have got something.
I am ready for the weekend.
I have got
Are
something.
You ready for the weekend, though, Ollie?
I've got
I don't want to talk about
I've
that.
I've got news.
I'm ready for the weekend, though,
is
Ollie.
That all you, is that all your segment is?
Well, how are you getting ready for the weekend?
Well, right now I'm weekend. Working, which is my job, and half of that job is to bring news.
I am not working. Why are you working? Mate, get ready for the weekend. It's going to be a huge weekend on the border.
Yeah.
The
well,
weather's saying like
mate,
21.
You're telling me, Spirit of the Land, Lockhart's number one festival
is
on.
Is that news? I don't care about news right now. Mate, 20 tomorrow, mostly sunny, 23 on Sunday with a late shower. That sounds like awesome weather.
All right, what are you going to do then?
I was thinking about going to the movies at some point.
Just to get out of the sun.
Yeah, why not? We'll get to your news up next. This is Star FM, Tom and Ollie. We're playing a game called Beep Beep for Bieber.
How you guys feeling? Ahead of Justin Bieber's Purpose World Tour, we're making it our purpose to give you more Bieber.
That's what I'm saying.
Keep listening to get fast-track access to win your way in.
We're doing this.
For everything Justin Bieber, there's only one station with purpose.
This is the station with purpose, Ollie.
Yes.
And we have your tickets.
Yeah.
Not right now. Like, we're not giving away tickets right now.
But we're creating that vibe.
We are essentially...
Getting you closer?
Getting you... Well, not even. We're just playing a game, aren't we? That we call Beep Beep for Bieber.
But we're making it very clear as to how you can win tickets.
It's really easy. You don't even have to play Beep Beep for Bieber. You head to starfm.com.au. But luckily, Summer from Wodonga's on 13, 12, 16. Summer, you want to play Beep Beep for Bieber?
Sure do.
Oh, my God. Give us that Beep Beep.
All right, ready?
Yep. Oh, you've got that Beep Beep.
Is that... Enough of that, Sam.
You've got that beep beep.
Is that a Mazda 5? Samantha.
Samantha
323. Oh, very close.
Wow.
Good guess.
Summer, you don't have the tickets, but you can head to starfm.com.au to register for tickets. Jess from Wodonga, good morning. Hey, Jess, you there? Oh, Jess.
Too slow. Oh, well. Come on, Jess.
Sean from Wodonga on 13, 12, 16. You want to play Beat Beat for Bieber?
Yeah, guys, bad roll.
All right, sweet as. Let's do it. Oh,
yeah. Perfect, perfect, Sean. Head to 1049starfm.com.au like every other punter to win those tickets. Was that a, it felt to me like it was a Toyota Kluger.
The game isn't guessing.
A Toyota though. Kluger.
It was a Toyota, but it wasn't a
Kluger. Ah, geez, I'm good.
You're actually doing all right, Thali. Yeah. That's not the game, though. Yeah. It's called Beep Beep for Bieber. Talia from Bellbridge, morning.
Good morning.
You want to win Bieber tickets?
Yes, we sure do.
Well, you don't win them by playing Beep Beep for Bieber, but you can win them at starfm.com.au, Talia.
You can win you can win respect and cred, though, by playing Beep Beep right now.
Do it.
Okay, you ready?
Yep. Oh, my God!
Wow.
You've scored yourself absolutely nada, Talia, but you can head to
awesome. Thanks, guys.
Was that a Hyundai?
No. Okay. It's a Mazda.
That was another Mazda. Okay. Yeah, thought so.
Head to starfm.com.au. If you want to win Bieber tickets, you don't even have to beep your horn. American boy, Estelle... You're in the club. 5 to 9 on Star FM.
Which track is this one?
R&B Fridays. This is the club bed one.
How many do we have?
We have 3.
Loving the club.
Love the club. R&B Fridays continuing all the way to 6 o'clock. TLC taking over your radio in 2.5 minutes' time.
I reckon you would slay it in the club, particularly now that you are at the tail end of a 10-week transformation.
Oh, yeah, baby.
How's that going? So you're almost done.
Yeah, so I'm at World Gym doing a 10-week transformation. Apparently, I'm one of the fewer ones that are still continuing with the transformation.
Cool. Is there a prize?
There is a prize. There's like, I think $1,000 or something. Or just, $5,000.
What? Cash?
Cash, yeah, you get money.
If you
money.
Win that, that is insane and absolutely bulldust.
What do you mean bulldust?
The
transformation's
radio host right. wins $5,000.
For losing
a kg.
Bloody stop me in my tracks here.
Well, look, physically, I think you're looking really well, and everyone's saying to you, you look good.
I know.
Are you enjoying that?
Yeah, it doesn't bring the happiness that I thought it would bring.
Really?
Look, I'll get into it on Monday next week, but I want to talk about fitness and how it makes you feel.
Versus happiness.
Yeah, because I don't think necessarily more fitness and more body makes you feel any better.
Is it for you, it's more like more Maccas makes you happy? Hey, hey. It's true though, isn't it? You prefer food than being fit.
If I was going to get anything, biscuits. It would not be McDonald's.
Okay, it Mr. Driving back on the highway, board, I get Maccas every time.
Boom, boom. That is not true.
You get nuggets all the time.
Oh, when was the last time I got nuggets then?
Every time you go to Tristan, you're like, we always get nuggets and we eat 20. You little piggy.
You did that literally one time.
That is not true.
Oh, it's so true. I can't believe you. Do not throw me under the bus.
You love nuggets.
I do. Nuggets. I'd rather a charcuterie board at Boom Boom. I've told you that.
All right, well.
And a couple of ales down at the Beechworth Brewery at Bridge Road Brewers.
Well, next week, final week of the 10-week transformation. We'll find out how it goes.
It will be fun.
The big weigh-in.
The big reveal.
I'll do a big weigh-in as the Biggest Loser host.
But we don't know my weight at the start of the show.
Surely you do. You must have done a weigh-in.
No, not really. I've got photos and that's it.
Well, what was your weight before you started?
Well, I've stayed the same weight because I've gained muscle, haven't I?
So the weigh-in's going to have nothing to say.
We'll see you Monday morning from 6. Catch you then.
Bye.
Star FM.
Tom and Ollie.
You can get more Tom and Ollie weekdays from 6 a.m. on Star FM.
Check it out.
Or if you're like me and need a Tom and Ollie fix 24/7, check out starfm.com.au.
Tom and Ollie on Star FM.